From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has now climbed to 24 with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus, with an Interior Ministry spokesman saying it's not clear whether the bus or any of its occupants were the targets. No one has claimed immediate responsibility, but the Taliban and the Islamic State have staged past attacks in Kabul. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Incident just after mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fischbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
UN Security Council is to meet an emergency session today to discuss the violence that has left 7 dead, 3 Israelis, and 4 Palestinians. First photo of Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, seen in 78 days, is out there now since he left Abuja. He went to Britain for medical treatment, including his current stay in Britain, which began in May. Buhari has been away from Nigeria for 2/3 of the year. This is VOA News. The leaders of 2 Libyan factions are to meet in Paris this week for talks aimed at stabilizing the North African country. Talks involve the prime minister of a UN-backed national unity government, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the head of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan heading to Qatar today. He'll be there meeting with the leaders after having met with Saudi and Kuwaiti officials in a bid to defuse the diplomatic dispute between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, who was also the U.S. ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, tells VOA Turkey has a vested interest.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this, and for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
Qatar's neighbors are enforcing a land and sea embargo, accusing the country of supporting extremist groups, an allegation that Doha is denying. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to go ahead with plans for next Sunday's vote on a new Congress to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition insists will institutionalize dictatorship.
Donald Trump dio una orden. Don Juan Manuel Santos de
Colombia. Mr. Maduro, addressing supporters referring to President Trump and the threat of new U.S. sanctions, said the imperial right wing believes it gives orders to Venezuela. He said the only ones who can give orders are the people of Venezuela. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Urubari said much is at risk with next week's vote.
It's an effort to further institutionalize what is already a regime with dictatorial features, with dictatorial traits, deliberately excluding the opposition from the forum. And at the same time, there are grounded concerns that this will just establish mechanisms to take away freedoms and rights that exist in the current 1999 Bolivarian constitution.
The opposition plans a 2-day general strike on Wednesday and Thursday this week. AP reporting China warning India not to underestimate the determination to safeguard what it considers sovereign territory amid an ongoing standoff over a contested region high in the Himalayan mountains. A Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman says Beijing continues to demand Indian troops pull back from the Doklam Plateau. New Delhi sent the troops across the border last month after Chinese troops began extending a road from Tibet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.